Blog Talk Radio.
Manhattan, an earth in Amsterdam.
Rolling costs more than my rent. I'm high and we bend. Our friends and dealers who bend corners and win. But lose for life in the penitentiary. Tragic shit smoking under the moonlight. I'm a master, this as a poet to hypnotize you. I would never decide to not speak. I might have left some times, but I would try to not leave. Our friends were biggies. Biggie is a slang for Mormont. They never buy them. They kill them repeatedly like robots, okay? Okay, that's the type of thing that probably happened on your block. I'm just a block away from copious people. See, my life is a sequel about me getting to the next block. Lately my stairs been having needles, when will this shit stop? My broken elevator got me late for your bitch. Flaws and project builders make me say this is shit. So as I'm holding my dick, a plane would just pop up and flip like writing and biting on your favorite rapper that's dead. Got sour on my block, I smoked a sour vest. My homie locked up cause the next block hired the best. Our friends are fishes and nets, waiting for life to start again. So I pretend like I'm Prince Philip and babe in the bins, riding with corners bent, telling all my niggas to get in. I don't believe in religion, no mind I give it. Not to be ignorant when I die, I just wanna fuck bitches. I just wanna go home to girls to keep my hopes high. Love me like Sosa, and all I say is abre la boca. Oh, where I'm from, I'm such a Gemini. Two different sides, dark and light, but boring much. Unless your blood got something special. All up, whoa, I forget every time I'm rolling. Temporary cool mistake. Woo! Call it what you want, I call it boring. Call it what you want, I call it boring. Call it what you want, I call it boring. Call it what you want, I call it boring. I'm on my way to
Hello, Sasha, can you hear me?
Hello, Robert.
Hi there. So, yeah, everyone who's listening, this is the Sasha Marino Show. This is her blog talk radio podcast type thing. And this session today is That's the Movie, which is hosted by me and Sasha. So essentially what we do on this is that I report on the news for the past week. And we discuss about it. That's pretty much it.
Well, in this case, it'll be about 2 weeks because we're a little behind on we weren't able to broadcast for you guys. So we'll be broadcasting for the last 2 weeks of what's been going on and what's been going wrong behind the Hollywood scene. And before it all, I guess we'd like to have a moment of silence for one of our very dear actors in the Hollywood industry. And for those who don't know yet, Mr. Paul Walker, that passed away Saturday afternoon in Santa Clarita. So, yeah, let's give that about a minute. Alrighty. So, what's up, bro? How are you?
Well, yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, tell us, what's going on? What's up?
Well, the first bit of news, I'm just going to talk about, a moment about Paul Walker, what happened. So, as everybody remembers him, he was the lead character next to Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious series. And they had recently just started filming their seventh film. They started in September, and he was what happened was they were driving, him and his friend. He was a passenger. His friend, his name is Roger Rodas, Rodas, I think it's like that. He was 38, and he owned this company called Always Evolving, which was an auto dealership and racing service company. They were this racing team type thing, so they were friends. And what happened was that apparently they were speeding, and they crashed into a utility pole, and the car burst into flames, and that's what happened. They both passed away at the scene. And I know some people didn't really like Paul Walker. They said they thought he wasn't really such a good actor, but I enjoyed him. Every time he was ever on camera, I think he did a great job of what he was given every single time. So we've really lost, like, a very talented actor and apparently also a very nice person, a very good guy. He apparently never acted like a celebrity. He was always at charities. In fact, this was for a charity event that same day he was coming from. He was coming from a charity event when he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he left behind a 15-year-old daughter, and I'm not sure, but his daughter had just recently said that she had come to live with Paul Walker here in California, and then he passed away. So we took our moment of silence, and I just wanted to clarify everything that happened that day, and that not only Paul Walker lost his life that day, but also his friend, Roger Rodas.
And who was his friend? Can you elaborate more on that? Because
I know about the friend is that he owned this company called Always Evolving, which was an auto dealership and a racing service company. And apparently he was on a racing team with Paul Walker, because Paul Walker not only raced in the movies, he also did it for fun. And that's as much as that I know about him.
So what do you think? Wow. So it's very, you know what? It's very ironic. Do you think, were they speeding? What was the actual issue?
Speeding. That's what the sheriff said. Speed is what the reason, it was one of the reasons they crashed into the utility pole and the car set fire.
Wow. You know, and I like the fact that you mentioned that about the firm, because I actually saw a post on that on Instagram yesterday, and it was, you know, it was funny at the moment because you're like, wow, that is so true. You know, they put the picture of the guy, they have a headshot of his friend, and they put, this is the guy that passed away with Paul Walker, but nobody cares because he wasn't famous.
People don't realize that that guy wasn't even, the first day, he didn't even release his name.
Yeah.
He was a driver, but they didn't even release his name. Like, so many news outlets didn't have his name yet because they weren't releasing it. And that was, like, recently when they did that. And, of course, like, how many people are going to care, because Paul Walker was a public figure. A lot of people knew who Paul Walker was. I'm not saying, like, that his death is – that Roger Rodas guy's death is any less important. But that's what you're going to get from humans, okay? They know who Paul Walker is. They never heard of this guy before. And the people who are mourning him are his family. And the point here is not to mourn who the most, okay? The point is, two people lost their lives, and two families are very hurt right now, and a little girl doesn't have a father.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you're going to be mentioning more people on Facebook, if you're going to mention on Facebook this actor more or this guy in your little status updates, that makes a difference now, okay? The point is, two people are dead and two families are in mourning, so get over it.
You know, I feel that most of all, it's not only because we got to, you know, social network is one thing, but, bro, we kind of feed off first is the media. You know, the direct media, the people that have the first access to this. And then from there, it's like playing telephone. You know, people hear that, and then they tell somebody else. Because I found out that same night through Instagram. I see the celebrity makeup artist that I follow, and she posted, and I was like, wait, what? So, and then when I go search it up, all they say is Paul Walker. I had thought that Paul Walker was in the car by himself, of how centered it was on him. I had no idea that he was an actual passenger in the car.
I found out also through a social network thing, and then I'm like, what? That's random. And I look it up, I actually read that he was two people in the car, but they hadn't released his name yet. They hadn't said who was his name, what happened, because I read it Saturday night, and I was here in California,
exactly.
So I read it a little bit. I read it Saturday night, not too long after when that happened. So
yes,
I read
it.
There was two passengers,
was about
but his name wasn't yeah, his name wasn't released yet. So yeah. Anyways, may they rest in peace.
Yeah, may he rest. Definitely rest in peace. So and you know, just to elaborate a little bit more, I actually looked up, you know, and even the friends such as Ludacris, you know, I call them friends because these dudes have been working together since the first Fast and the Furious, you know, Vin Diesel, and I kind of went to look up if they had posted anything, if they had said anything, even Michelle Rodriguez, and the only one that I saw that actually posted something was Ludacris on his Instagram because he's like an Instagram fanatic. And, you know, and all he said was, like, you know what, my blessings to the family, and may he rest in peace. Like, you didn't even see them making this whole commotion, you know?
Yeah, like, I know, but I saw that Vin Diesel, a bunch of other actors, too, and people who've met him before, Vin Diesel, as well as Tyrese Gibson posted stuff, and Tyrese Gibson looked like he was the most, like, hurt by it from what he said. But
yeah.
Either way, let's... Let's keep this going.
Alrighty.
Let's move along. The next first bit of news is just two-part news for trailers, for movie trailers. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, the trailer is going to premiere with, the teaser trailer is going to be in The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug. It's going to be premiered before it.
Okay.
And then the first trailer for Interstellar. Interstellar is Christopher Nolan's follow-up to the Dark Knight trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be also in The Hobbit. And it's going to be a minute and like 43 seconds. And I prefer if trailers are like that, actually, if trailers are short, because if they're more than 2 minutes, it's already too much, and you've kind of like revealed the whole movie. So, you know, there's trailers are like 3 minutes or something. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think the trailer is short, it has a better effect.
Okay. And one of these, I know The Hobbit is released in later December?
This Friday.
Already?
Next Friday. Next Friday. Sorry. Next Friday.
Also, perhaps we could go see it together. Okay, awesome.
I'm actually trying, I'm trying to see it actually today. I'm trying to get in to see it today because I think the premiere is today. I'm trying to see if I can get tickets in there.
Okay, well,
but
then
anyway,
never mind then. I'll be seeing the review soon. Alrighty, so what's next?
I'll try. No promises here. Okay, so next bit is the Millennium Falcon. I'm not sure if you know Sasha, but this is from Star Wars. This is Han Solo's ship in the original trilogy. Apparently, Millennium Falcon has already been built to scale outside and inside in Bad Robot Studios. Bad Robot Studios is J.J. Abrams Studios, who are notoriously secretive. But apparently, they've already built the ship for the movie in there.
Okay.
So there's that.
And where
so
is it?
So I'm guessing Bad Robot Studios, that's here in L.A. It's J.J. Abrams Studio, I think. Yeah, it is his, but I think it's here in L.A. But anyways, that's right there, is that the Millennium Falcon is going to be in this movie. So, yeah.
Okay.
And this is some rumors here, but I'm actually pretty excited about this. Sony's considering The Last of Us, sort of. It's not really confirmed, but this is a big rumor. Sony had just registered two domains under The Last of Us Movie.com and The Last of Us Movie.net. Okay, doesn't necessarily confirm that it's a movie, that they're making a movie, because right now they're trying to get Uncharted, and Uncharted has been several years, since 2007 in the making. And it's really like unlikely we'll see this anytime soon. But maybe they were just doing this so to protect the rights. So if anybody wants to make the Last of Us movie, they can't. They would have to go through Sony. Maybe that's what they were doing. But still, We'll find out soon enough. And I mean, if The Last of Us was to be adapted into a film, and if it was done with the correct people, I guarantee you this has some Oscar-worthy. It's an Oscar-worthy movie if it would be adapted. And it's kind of interesting because it's a post-apocalyptic zombie-type virus. But if you get more technical into it, it's not really zombies. They're actually people. It's much more complicated. Some sort of fungus grows in their brain, and a person is still alive the whole time, and the fungus pretty much controls their brain and makes them feed on other humans to survive,
mm-hmm.
and spread the fungus. So it's the people are actually alive the whole time. They're not dead and brought back to life. So they're alive the whole time. They're aware of what they're doing, although they can't do anything to stop it. So it would be kind of interesting to see this type of genre to be, if it's done correctly, to be Oscar nominated. Because if it's done correctly, I guarantee you this could be up there. Because the game was really, really good, and it's been already said to be the Citizen Kane of video games, and that's like huge. Because Citizen Kane is a movie by Orson
mm-hmm.
Welles, is supposed to be known as the best movie of all time. And if you were to call a video game the Citizen Kane of video games, that's ridiculous. You're saying that it's the best video game of all time. That means in the past, like, 20, 30 years, The Last of Us beats all of that.
Well, you know that it is. I mean, it was a big hit as a video game, so you never know. But like you said, like, it has to be a well-adapted screenplay, great directorial skills. It can't be just any director. You know, it really has to go a lot into it for it to be even Oscar-worthy.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. And the cast, too, because...
Mm-hmm.
The voice actors were more talented than any on-screen actors I've seen in a while. I mean, these guys have talent out the ass, excuse my language. They're, like, ridiculously talented, all of them. And I'm surprised why they're not doing on-screen acting, but they all are ridiculously talented. And it'd be hard because most of these actors, they portray characters that look nothing like them, so they wouldn't be in the movie. So it'd be kind of hard to find an actor who has the skill to do what they did.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Hopefully, it'd be a really good movie. So, anyways, let's get into Edgar Wright. This is probably, if you're a really big fan of Edgar Wright, you'll understand. Edgar Wright is the director of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And he's also the director for the upcoming Ant-Man movie. So, apparently he's working on this movie that's called The Collider. He's working on several movies besides Ant-Man. And it's called Collider and another one called The Night Stalker. But anyways, these are horror movies, straight horror movies. They're not like Shaun of the Dead, that he did like a horror comedy movie. They're nothing like that. And apparently... he's working with this guy. He's working with Mark Protosevich.
Mm-hmm.
He's the screenwriter for Old Boy. And apparently, he said that the script they're working on, that the movie is sort of scary. That's what they're trying to do. The movie is scary but smart.
Okay.
So it kind of sounds that... Edgar Wright is straying away from his usual movies and going for a really straight horror movie. Like, of course, there's going to be some comedy in horror movies because there always is. There's a comedic relief in all horror movies. But
mm-hmm.
for this one, it seems that it's going to be straightforward horror and just the bit of comedic relief. And that's a really big change for Edgar Wright. Because if you've seen Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, if you've seen Hot Fuzz or Shaun of the Dead, you know exactly what I'm talking about. These movies are not too serious. They don't take themselves too serious.
Definitely.
So if this is gonna be like his like new direction, that'll be interesting. And I would like to see that. I'm not a fan of horror movies, but if it's by Edgar Wright, it might be a bit different. I'll see.
Maybe worth watching.
Yeah. So next bit of news is Pirates of Caribbean 5 news.
Yay!
Yeah. Two casting rumors. Christoph Waltz has been rumored to play the villain. Christoph Waltz was, what's it called? In Django Unchained, he was the bounty hunter, Schultz. Schultz? I keep forgetting his name. What's his character's name? But anyways, Christoph Waltz was in Django Unchained, and as well as Inglourious Basterds, and he won 2 Oscars for Best Supporting Actor in those movies. So apparently he's going to be one of the villains. This is a rumor that he might be a villain. And then also Rebecca Hall is rumored to be the new woman in Jack Sparrow's life. Rebecca Hall, she was in Iron Man 3. She was that one chick. Oh, God, I don't even know how to explain it. She was that one girl. I don't know. Rebecca Hall.
Okay.
I don't even like that movie, Iron Man 3. God, it was so terrible. Anyways.
Well,
they're also rumored
to
play
in the movie. Wait, hold on. You said Iron Man 3. So which one? The one that comes back to get to warn him about the whole craziness?
Sure. I think,
yeah,
that
her.
One.
Yeah, that one. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
All right. That's Rebecca Hall.
Mhm.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
Well, I wonder, what is she going to be doing? All right, I don't really like her, but okay.
She's going to play Jack Sparrow's next love interest.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really like her. But all right, okay.
Yeah. So, speaking of Django Unchained, the director Quentin Tarantino segue to the next news. Quentin Tarantino is working on a new script. And all he said so far is that in an interview with Jay Leno that it was a Western genre. That was it. It's going to be another Western movie. Not continuing Django Unchained story, Django's story or anything like that. It's just another Western.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping, because he's been doing this thing lately where they're set in really important times, and he does like his movies, like *Since Inglourious Basterds*, they're set in very serious important times, but the stories are of revenge and retribution. Like *Inglourious Basterds*, it was Shoshana, the Jewish girl, getting revenge on the Nazis, and then it was Django getting revenge on the slave owners. Well, I was kind of hoping that it would be in that Western time, but it would be like a Native American getting revenge on the white man, quote unquote. I would like to see that. That would be really awesome if there was a movie, if Quentin Tarantino did that. Like just a revenge flick, but for Native Americans. Like Native Americans, like just getting revenge on the white man and all the massacre that happened when Columbus showed up and then everything else that followed after that.
Okay, but now there's a lot. Yeah, that's a very touchy subject, and there is so much more, because I feel that if of an American does
slavery
that movie,
is a very touchy subject, and he did a movie on it.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But this is the thing: what did he base the slavery on? You know how you know the slavery began way before they even began. Got here to the Americas. The first slave ship settled in the island that is now known as Cuba, you know? So, like, there's so much more, and I feel like when they just think of slavery, they go directly to the African-Americans here in the United and what's now the United States. So I feel
like
there's so
stereotypical on that. Like, really, but the Americans, they were much worse. They, for years, and then even after slavery was not illegal, there was just tons of segregation, and it was just lots of racism, and it kept going until, like, what, 50 years ago? That was not
well,
too
Americans,
long ago.
Americans until after a certain generation, bro, because they were Europeans to begin with, you know? And what about the Europeans that brought, you know, that brought all these people to other islands that wasn't necessary Cubans, you know. I mean, the island of Cuba was other islands, too, in the Caribbean that were brought to places like, you know, in South America. And let's not even go to African Americans. How many Native Indians were killed because
He already,
you know,
if he already did a movie, if he, I mean, if he already did a revenge flick for slaves, why doesn't he do now another one for Native Americans? It totally makes sense. We haven't
mm-hmm.
seen anything
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. It'd be really awesome. And it'd really go for, like, Quentin Tarantino's style, because it'd be very violent. And the type of weapons that Native Americans used back then were pretty gruesome. And
yeah.
I would like to see that. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he already had another Oscar-worthy one,
and Western movies,
so I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Westerns are getting a comeback now. I think we're going to see a lot more Westerns now in theaters. And I think the movie that really started it was True Grit, the reboot, the remake of True Grit, not the reboot, the remake of True Grit,
mm-hmm.
which was really good. And I think that really kick-started the whole, let's make more Westerns. Because there's lots of potential in Westerns. And even though some were like Cowboys and Aliens, which were sci-fi and Western, and then the Lone Ranger did terribly and everything, but it's still, there's more Westerns coming every day. And also Django Unchained, you know, it was an Oscar-winning Western.
Definitely.
So definitely. I think that Westerns should make a comeback. But anyways, last bit of news is that DC is planning to release 2 low-budget superhero films a year, DC Comics. So they're going to do stuff like apparently the Suicide Squad, Team 7, and Deathstroke. And these are going to be like solo movies about them, and they're going to be low-budget, like $20 to $40 million, and they're going to release 2 of those every year. That's going to be interesting because Marvel already went with the big superheroes like Iron Man, Spider-Man, all that stuff. Well, Sony went with Spider-Man, but, you know, the Hulk and everything, and it would led up to an Avengers movie. Well, they haven't done anything with their smaller characters. Now it's that they're doing movies for their smaller characters, and, like, I'm looking forward to those. But Justice League is, I mean, DC is going to do it opposite. They're going to start with a bunch of smaller movies, and the movie, the bunch of, like, smaller characters, and then going up to the bigger characters, and then to, like, eventually Justice League.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds good.
Yeah. That was the last bit of news, but one more is just last night was The Walking Dead Season 4 mid-season finale, if anybody's a fan.
Okay.
I think really the show is just kind of dragging on now. If you really like The Walking Dead, I really suggest you read the comic books. So much better. I mean, The Walking Dead show is good in its own way, but it's getting like, really, my favorite was the first season, a bit of the second season, and now last night's episode, because last night's episode was really, really good. I really did it. Had a lot of fan service in it, but it was very good. I enjoyed it. So, yeah, if anybody didn't know, that was the mid-season finale, and we're going to get the second half of the season in February. Yeehaw. Oh, and one more thing. If anybody's wondering, Fast and the Furious is not canceled. It's delayed. But it's not canceled.
But I thought they were done shooting already.
No. They started in September. So depending what they shot, we'll see what they can do.
Wow.
But I feel like they might just recast.
No, they're just going to have to adapt the script and make Brian die earlier.
Yeah, but that depends what they filmed. If they want to start the movie already with his death, but without it being filmed, then okay, then just make it like one of the reasons, like just put it in there. Okay, that'd be kind of like blew up or whatever. Anyways,
yeah, because
they didn't do that
to Heath Ledger. He died in the. He didn't even finish the freaking movie, and
yeah,
they went
did,
ahead.
They did
you know,
finish the movie. They finished the movie when he passed away.
It had been finished
they
already.
Just, when he passed away, they re-edited the movie so it can be more about the Joker and less about Batman.
Oh, I had the idea that there was some certain shots that they, because I even thought there was like somebody else playing his part at certain parts, because you know, and you can't really tell
no,
with all
was,
the makeup and the hair.
It was all Heath Ledger.
Okay.
They had finished the movie beforehand.
Okay.
He was already doing press tours and everything when that happened. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's wrap
right
it
then,
up.
So,
Yeah, so you guys can follow me on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook at The Real Robert AH. And you can also check out my column at the Sasha Marina Show on your topics. That's the movie. And check out my videos and my reviews on YouTube. Just look up the Sasha Marina Show, and she'll have a That's the Movie playlist right there. And you can find all the videos.
Cool.
You know, like them, comment, share, subscribe, all that stuff.
True. So, yeah, guys, totally.
And check back every Monday for this show, for the news.
All right, bro, so thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, ate a lot. Gained like 6 pounds.
No way.
Yeah.
I had a lot of leftovers. I ate more like after Thanksgiving, like Duke's because of the leftovers and all that than the actual date.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving I ate like nothing, and then the leftovers I've just been eating. Like, in fact, I think I'm going to eat some now.
All right, cool. So thank you so much, Will, for your time, and see you next week. Bye.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
Manhattan.